This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this first weekend of a brand new month. And my first guest this second hour is a friend of ours from many appearances on the show. He's from public broadcasting. His name is T.J. Levinsky, and he's responsible for so many of those shows you see on public broadcasting where they sell a lot of the great concerts of the rock stars, the pop era, a lot of great shows that he produces. He'll be here to talk about a new venture. John Polano will be joining us. He's an actor and he's also a producer, and he's written a play called Small Engine Repair, which he also stars in. From the Dukes of Hazzard, our buddy John Schneider and Nadeska Alexis talking about first-time home buying. And that's all coming up this second hour with Ron Segi Today.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
You're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and I'm always delighted when he comes here. We have a lot of stuff in common, and he is now going to be embarking on yet another venture for public broadcasting. Joining us right now is our friend, T.J. Levinsky. Hi, T.J., how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron, it's great to be here with you, and of course, love hearing the Supremes.
Can you bring it back for us? Being a disc jockey for many, many years, you know, we played a lot of songs, but of course we always looked up to the guys like Murray the K, and he used to come out with albums with Murray the K's greatest hits, of a collage of things. You have taken a show that aired back in June 28th, 1965 on CBS, has not seen for almost 56 years, called It's What's Happening, Baby, that's going to be premiering on public broadcasting on Saturday. Tell us about it, TJ.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because I always grew up knowing about Alan Freed. I mean, in my house, Alan Freed was absolutely a god. And also how criminal it was and what happened to Alan, how he lost his job. Then, of course, I knew very well, working in the New York, New Jersey market, Cousin Brucey.
Right.
But I didn't know there was a gap between those guys. And the gap, of course, was the great Murray the K. Kaufman, just an incredible DJ who was a performer, who was styled. stylized, who played his own music, not what the program director told him to do, and who really had the pulse of the kids at that time. I remember being a young kid, I got a bootleg of the concert, particularly because I love Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, they're my favorite group. I was able to get a clip of the Miracles, not realizing it was from a full show, and then, you know, I knew right then and there eventually I'd be able to find the show and do something with it, and that's how we come upon to where we are today.
It's funny you should mention that, because I've seen a million clips on different late night record offers of that show and never realized myself that it was part of a special that was done. Now, you are known for producing these things from scratch. I remember distinctly having a conversation with you about how you go back and listen and chart just about every song note for note so that when you put on those PBS specials, and you have put on a ton of them, that everything is just the way the record sounds, which is the key to this whole thing. This was a little bit different. I'm assuming that it was not so labor-intensive because you had the whole show, but you did redigitize it in its entirety.
Well, okay, so here's your breaking story that no one else knows because no one else has asked that question. If it's a production I'm involved with, I always want it to sound as close to the recording as possible.
Right.
And when we got the Murray the K tapes, the video side of it took probably 2 or 3 years to reconvert, to get each segment to play, because it wasn't just one show at the Fox Theater. It was all these remote locations all around the country. The way they recorded it, each time they went to a new location, all the settings had to be reset, the different levels and the instruments that make the videotape play. But for me, there was a problem. The first problem, meaning that anytime they lip-synced anything, it was all mono, which is nice, but in today's world of high-definition television, I really wanted to go back and resync up those clips so that we had true stereo on all those records. That's where there's like a lip-sync performance, almost like an early MTV style, the way Murray went out and recorded all these kids and young performers on the street. And then there was a live performance that was recorded at the Brooklyn Fox Theater. For those, what I wanted to do was really get the sound of the stereo record. So in cooperation with the record companies, what we did was we got the original backing tracks to most of the songs, which would be just the backing vocals and the backing instruments, say it's the Drifters, it would be the strings and the horns and the drums and some percussion and the backing Drifters. But we were able to get those minus the lead vocal, because most of the lead vocals in this Murray the K show were all live. And so we were able to mix that, add in some of one of my orchestras, which happens to be overseas, to fill in some of the gaps and to really make this a stereo recording with the actual live vocal, but the background now, instead of being something you hardly heard before, actually is a full orchestra sound.
Man, now you really whet my appetite to see this thing. That is outstanding. Well, I didn't think you'd let it slide by half done. Now, some of the acts that are here, the great Ray Charles, Dionne Warwick, the Righteous Brothers, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Johnny Rivers, the Miracles, Herman's Hermits, the Temptations, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. These are great performances. And tell us about the fact that this particular show, and I didn't know this, okay, TJ, was a show commissioned by the United States government's Office of Economic Opportunity. It was part of Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, which encouraged the youth of America to go out and get summer jobs while out of school. Never knew that.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And, of course, they called him Murray the K as someone they thought would have a connection to the youth of America, because Murray at that time had his own radio show, and they knew he was a performer by the way he did the stage act. They would change outfits, he would sing as part of the band, and all that stuff. And so they went to Murray and said, let's make a TV show. I think in different parts of the country, not realizing that, you know, it was going to be mostly urban. He was trying to attract urban African-American kids, Latino kids, to go back into school. And so when it aired, there was a lot of problems because people in certain parts of the country, they didn't like what they saw.
Right.
And that's why it never aired again, primarily because it's very diverse. But if you grew up in an area like New York or Philadelphia, wherever else, New Jersey, where I'm from, you never really saw a color line anyway. So you see all these kids, black, white, Latino, all together singing and dancing and calling and responding with the different artists. And it's really a beautiful form of how music can surpass any of our differences.
And one of the highlights is the fact that this show, because you have stars today that work with Murray the K, like Little Anthony and Dionne Warwick, but you also had probably the last interview with Mary Wilson of the Supremes, and then she passed away about a week or so later. So this is a real memorial to the Supremes.
Yeah, and of course that puts an end on our hope that there would be a reunion one day. I'd always thought, because the main problem with the reunions in the past were fights over money, I had thought, you know, maybe after this show I can go to Diana Ross and some of the other folks involved with Cindy and say, look, we're public television. We have no money. So that problem, gone. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Let's
right.
get us all together. And that was kind of my plan. And Mary was so alive. She'd hosted a bunch of shows for me. And she was talking about, oh, I'm going to do a new movie. And then I'm going to do a reality show. And then I got another book. And I mean, she was so alive. And then she was gone a couple days later. It made you realize how precious life is. She had blood clots, I think, of what took her. But it was just so sad.
Yeah, and she was a grand lady. I have to congratulate you on millions of dollars that you have raised for PBS with shows like Get Down Tonight, The Disco Years, The 60s Experience, Doo-Wop Vocal Groups, Moments to Remember, Motown Memories, The British Beat, Country Pop Classics. I mean, you have really brought the music of our lives, the, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our lives, back to television. And you know what's nice about it, TJ, and you know this better than anybody, it never dies.
Yeah. It's amazing because, you know, when you see some of these performances, particularly the Temptations are singing their first hit on air, also written by Smokey Robinson, The Way You Do the Things You Do.
Right.
And you think these guys have, you know, they've got all the power in the world. They had Charlie Atkins as their choreographer. They could do anything. They were the, you know, I call them the tall, tantalizing, toe-tapping, terrific Temptations. And you sit and you talk to these guys, right? And they're like, yeah, but we were afraid of Little Anthony and the Imperials. We had to really step up our dancing because we thought they were going to blow us off stage. And then in the same show, I call him Tough Tony, Little Anthony says, we were scared of them. Those guys were scared of us. We were scared of them.
Yeah, great story.
And it's pretty amazing to see that camaraderie, competition, but camaraderie at the same time.
Well, as Murray the case today, it's a swinging soiree. Its premiere is coming up this Saturday, of course, on public broadcasting, and the time is going to be 7 p.m. Eastern and Central Time. However, as we all know, public television do a ton of encore telecasts, so check your local listings because it'll be playing several times over the years. And it's, of course, the brainchild of our guest and friend T.J. Levinsky, and it is called It's What's Happening, Baby, and it's a star-studded show from a lot of great great artist over almost 56 years ago. TJ, I know your brother lives in town. Please, the next time you visit Orlando, let me know. You have my number. We can break bread together, come on over to the studio, and we can talk about good old rock and roll.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you.
Thanks, TJ. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Bye-bye.
He does a great job, and this public broadcasting venue that he has really taken over for great musical memories. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
That the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I have to tell you something. I just saw a snippet of a movie that I'm going to go see immediately. It's in theaters nationwide right now, but it's going to be on video on demand starting Friday. It is called Small Engine Repair. It's done by a gentleman who is quite the actor. You have seen him on TV with Grey's Anatomy, How I Met Your Mother, Mob City, and he's got a great amount of sensational material in the can for new movies, but the one that's out right now is called Small Engine Repair. Joining us is John Polano. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for that awesome introduction, Ron. I appreciate it.
Well, when I saw this, I thought to myself, man, this is unbelievable. And it's actually a play, which was the New York Critics pick, and it's done very, very well. I want to talk about some of the other things you have going, too, in the can, because that's very exciting. But tell us about this, because this involves a father of a teenage girl and a couple of his buddies. I mean, it is really, you watch the trailer and you want to go see this.
Look, I think they did a great job with the trailer, for sure. But, you know, the movie has so much more going on than you even realize, which is great. So if the trailer hooks you, I cannot wait to see what you think when you see the movie. But, you know, it's a really, like you said, it was a stage play. It's a very, very deep dive. It's a dark humor. It's got family drama, and it's got some real, real dark thriller twists to it as you get on. It's about these three friends who grew up together, and they're bonded over the love of this, of Frank, the main character who I play, his teenage daughter. And the guys sort of have a falling out, as sometimes friends do, like this, when they have hot heads. And then the movie's sort of about them coming back together, and then this long, dark, brutal night where they're sort of confronted with a moral dilemma that really, really tests their friendship. You're going to laugh. You may cry. You're going to really be at the edge of your seat. You may be offended, but you're definitely going to feel something. And this is the type of movie that maybe asks more questions than it has answers, which is part of the fun of it.
John, was it difficult to stage this on stage?
It was written for the stage, so it had all of that in mind. It was conceived as a late-night play that started, you know, when people had a couple of drinks in them. So it was conceived to be rowdier and raunchier and unfiltered and really visceral. So, you know, all of that in mind, obviously that spirit stayed with it as it transitioned to a film. But the play was designed to sort of push the envelope.
You know, what's amazing is that it is so realistic. I mean, this little shop that this guy's got, you, the character that you play, the shop is so realistic. The people are realistic. You know, you almost feel like you're just watching real life.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Ron. I mean, that's very much the intent of the material, was to create a very sort of naturalistic feel, like, you know, a lot of the movies in the 70s were, like a Sidney Lumet movie, where you're watching real life. And obviously it's very carefully crafted, but the actors and everything is so inhabited that you kind of feel like you're observing this. So then when the roller coaster starts kicking in, you have such an emotional connection to the characters that it's almost unbearable to see what happens, which is sort of the intent of it. But, you know, everything we shot on location, those are real locations. That's a real machine shop. You know, all the actors, there were no trailers. Everyone's in it. We're shooting just tearing through pages. You're just living the life of those characters on set. And the movie really is the entire apparatus of making this movie hinged around the performances, creating indelible performance.
John, when you write a screenplay for something like this, do you let the flexibility of the actor ad-lib a little bit? Because I got to tell you, it would be very difficult to write something that is so realistic in dialogue.
I mean, I think that's the trick, and that's what I try to do. Obviously, when you do a stage play, the dialogue is set in stone.
Right.
You perform it every night over and over again. So a lot of the material here was really, really battle-tested. The play's been done all over the world. So there were lines and sequences that they're battle-tested. But for sure, you get actors like, John Bernthal and Shea Whigham, and you allow them some flexibility. And I say, it's like creative Darwinism. Like, these lines are there. Everything, the scene works. But then we can riff on it. You can fill it in a little bit. You can overlap a little bit just to make it real. And then, in the edit, whatever works best, works best. But it was definitely not an improvised set. But there were moments to kind of fill it in, especially if some of them are interrupting and things like that, throwing a lot of this stuff away more than you can do on theater, because you can do multiple takes on it. And you can be like, all right, that line was cut off. Let's do it again. But the final film really doesn't feel like a movie. It doesn't feel like a lot of canned lines. I know most of it is. But that's really a testament to the acting.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. You were named 2015 Variety's 10 Screenwriters to Watch, and the upcoming venture that you have is a Hulk Hogan biography. Now, I tell you, Terry's a friend of mine, has been for many, many years, and
oh, wow.
I'm very anxious to see this. This has got to be really unbelievable, because I've known him for a long time, and he's a great guy, a unique individual, to say the least.
No, I mean, I'm writing that with Scott Silver, and Scott and Terry got very close, and there's like a wealth of interviews. I mean, look, he's a legend. He's an amazing guy. He led an incredible life. And, the biggest challenge with the Hulk Hogan story is there's so much unbelievable material. How do you focus in on a specific thread and a specific story? To me, that's like been the biggest challenge, because I mean, you could make 10 movies about that guy's life, and there's no shortage of unbelievable moments. And who's ever lived a life like he has?
And I got to tell you something. There's some areas, I don't know if you touch on this, but you probably know this. At one point, before he got into wrestling, he was a loan officer at a bank, and I always told him, I said, gosh, I would never want to owe you any money, regardless of the banks or personally. Jeez, that would be unbelievable. But I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, Stronger, which is an inspiring story about a real-life story about Jeff Bauman, who actually lost a couple of limbs in the Boston Marathon bombing. Did he not?
Yeah, he did. He lost his legs below the knee. It's a remarkable story. He grew up right near where I did. That was my first sort of big studio movie, and I'm super proud of that. But just as proud of the fact that, Jeff and I still stay in touch, and he's just such an amazing guy. And, his story continues to inspire just knowing him. And
John, you're quite a talent, whether you're writing, whether you're acting, whether you're producing, directing. You've done a heck of a job in a short period of time. And I got to tell you something, Small Engine Repair, my friends, is something you got to go watch, because, as I mentioned before, if that trailer is 2 minutes of dynamite, boy, the rest of the movie's got to be sensational. And it's also in theaters nationwide now and will be on video on demand starting Friday. John, congratulations. Now, do me a favor, okay?
Sure.
Don't forget about us. Come back anytime you want.
Oh, man, I would. I'm a huge fan. I love what you're doing. And if you could do me one favor, is next time you talk to Terry, tell him the guy who's co-writing his movie has a new movie. See if we can get him to see it.
Okay. All right. I will do that. I was at Universal Studios for 25 years.
Oh, is that right?
And he was always downstairs, with the wrestling. But I've known him for a long time, and I will do just that. John, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the movie, and we look forward to your return.
All right, Ron. Talk soon. Thanks so much.
John Polano has been our guest, and I got to tell you something. He's quite a talent. His new movie is out right now called Small Engine Repair. This is not a Motorhead movie. This is a movie about real drama and excitement and adventure. It's a nail biter. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called the Women's March each year, and the big march and rally does take place in Washington, D.C., though it also takes place in hundreds of other cities across the nation. At the D.C. rally today, Monica Simpson of the Atlanta headquartered organization Sister Song was vocally calling for reproductive as well as racial justice.
It will take all of us to get to the other side.
Simpson stressing the need for livable wages, clean air, and racial justice as being the key to the well-being of all women and, as a result, all communities. Two people dead, two seriously injured, one of them not expected to survive after a co-worker attacks them with knives and a baseball bat at their home in Davenport, Florida. He's been arrested, and this is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hush, don't talk now. It won't change anything anyhow. Just hold me while the shadows bring us near.
And
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today, and that is the voice of our next guest. Not only a great singer and songwriter, but a very good actor, too. You've known him for many, many things on television, and now he's got a big extravaganza we're going to be talking about. Joining us is our friend, John Schneider. Hey, John, how are you? Welcome to the show. Always good when you're
here. Hey, I'm doing fine, Ron, considering. You know, we our studio is right in Hurricane Ida. I mean, the eye of the storm came right over the studio. We're doing what we can. In fact, today, it's a sad day for me. I mean, we got great stuff going on, but today we are we're tearing down what is left of my mother's house. It had a big tree fall through it. That folks, you saw the picture. Everybody saw the picture of the General Lee with the tree on it. Well, the house on the other side of that was my mother's house.
Oh.
And as we speak, this actually sounds like a country song. I'm sitting on the back porch watching my mother's rocking chairs burn because they got all torn to pieces. And you know, when you have something like this, you have a choice. You can hang on to what is their memories, but they're also it's trash. You can move on, or you can sit and wallow in it. So today is a move on day.
I really feel bad at all the people that were affected by this terrible storm. But is everybody fine health wise? I mean, people. I mean, your family.
The people are fine. The issue, though, that people don't realize if they haven't been through a flood, it's been a rough time, but it is by no means over. You know, just because the news is not talking about a hurricane coming over somewhere, it doesn't mean that the effects of that hurricane aren't still being felt. And they will be for months to come. You know, we are the United States, and we do come to one another's rescue when we need it.
You know, if my memory serves me well, John, didn't a few years back you have a situation with a flood that ruined all of the prints of a movie you had, and you had to go back and reestablish?
Yes, we had flooding in 2016. We had the 100-year flood in March and the 1,000-year flood in August. And where I'm sitting now had about 4 feet of water. So I know the people there saying, don't you get out of there. Well, I love it.
Let's talk a little bit about something on a positive note then, okay? And that is Bo's Extravaganza on the road at Boyd Stadium, Sunday, October 8th through the 10th. It's going to be a big event. I want to hear all about it, and I know that you're going to be showing your movie, Stand on It, at the Speedway. Tell us about this, John.
So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We do a big event here at the studio in Louisiana every
right.
April for my birthday.
Right.
And we have music and food and carnival rides and all kinds of great fun. But we had a bunch of folks from further east and further north that said, hey, you know, Louisiana is not exactly on the way for us, so why don't you consider bringing it further east? We are bringing it to Boyd Speedway in Ringgold, Georgia. We're bringing the band, which is the band comes right out of the hills of Tennessee. They are called the Stars and Bars Band. That's my band. We're bringing a stunt show. Come on out.
And you're going to be racing Kenny and Mike Wallace.
So that's going to be fun. And then on Saturday night, my wife and I have taken up over one of the very positive things of the last 2 years of insanity is that we have taken up dirt track racing. And I don't mean just going. We have cars and get out there in the hornet's nest and go for it. I've raced now maybe 11 or 12 tracks. I've lost my timidity, and I'm going for it. You're going to see Bo Duke all the way on the racetrack, and my wife better look out because I'm just going to pass her right on by. Sunday we have Cowboy Church, and as you said, we're going to be showing Stand on It, which is our tribute to Smokey and the Bandit. Now, I actually talked my way onto the set of Smokey and the Bandit, wound up in the very end of the movie when I was 16 years old, to go from the interloper hiding in the crowd. The guy in the black car really, to me, is the single most exciting thing I've ever done, to include Dukes and Smallville and all of that. So come on out and see the movie, and we're going to have a great, great time. Like we used to.
You're following, John, in the footsteps of Marty Robbins when it comes to racing cars now.
Absolutely. Marty used to come to my shop in Burbank in California. So let's not forget Paul Newman.
Yeah, of course. I'm a huge racing fan. Ever since I was a little boy, my father used to take me to the races. I'm not familiar with the track. Is it a dirt track?
It's a dirt track. That's the corner at 90 or 100 miles an hour.
Sideways.
And you don't take your foot off the gas, and you're doing basically a U-turn.
Yeah, yeah. I love that kind of stuff. I really do. One of these days, I got to come out and watch you. I've done the Richard Petty experience a couple of times down here in Florida.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. When we did Dukes, Bob Bondurant had a school up at Sears Point in Marin County, California. And I went there 3 years in a row while I was doing Dukes. I'm from New York State. So the first track I was ever on as a spectator, was Watkins Glen.
Sure, absolutely. So,
it is in my blood. I love it. I don't know why it took me 60 years old in order to really get out there and do it. I think maybe I just didn't have the time.
You're going to find something that as you grow older, you want to do it and you're scared. Because that's my problem.
I hit the wall at about 95 at a track in Oklahoma. And you would think you'd be more scared the next time. But the racers said, okay, now you can race. I said, what are you talking about? I said, now you know what that's like. You don't have to worry about it.
Now you can fight the wall.
It sounds silly, but Burt Reynolds did it. If you chew gum, can't be tense chewing bubble gum. Yeah. It's not possible. So I chew gum. I sing songs, you know, just a good old boy, right down the track, 100 miles an hour. So I want everybody who can hear me, come on out to the track. If you're far away, here's my ask of you. My mother's house that got destroyed was our store. It's called Miss Shura. So we are now, and like I said, we're just tearing it down today, salvaging what we can. Till we rebuild that, we're an online store only. And we are completely independent. We have no record label. We have no distributor other than ourselves. So if I've made you smile or laugh or think, or even cringe, sometime over the last 44 years or 44 seconds, go to johnschneiderstudios.com and buy something. It will mean the world to us here. We are not destitute by any means, but we are among the uninsured. Long story with regard to flood insurance in a wet state. But I would really appreciate it if you go to johnschneiderstudios.com. Pick up a movie, pick up music. The new music is great, but I'm very, very proud of the new music. And I think you'll love it.
Called the Pretty in Pink Race Weekend. It's going to be happening October 8th through the 10th, Friday through Sunday.
Because we are raising money for breast cancer
right.
awareness, by the way. My
right.
wife is a stage 4 breast cancer survivor. Kicked breast cancer's butt. And so we are helping people know that not only is that possible, but in our world it is likely because we have seen it done. So if breast cancer is something you are interested in helping with research and helping support those who are going through it, come on out, talk to my wife. She loves to talk to people about it because, like I said, she was delivered very bad news. We were delivered, both of us, very, very bad news. And decided to take that into our own hands, be our own biggest advocate, and learn a lot, do a lot, and reverse it. And that's exactly what she did.
Well, I got to tell you something. Our prayers are with you and your wife and everybody that suffers from that terrible, terrible disease. Hey, John, I don't have to tell you this. Yep. You are welcome here all the time. I've got to make it out to your party sometime in the spring. I really do. But the big extravagance. Oh, yeah,
please
I got
do.
I got to do that. Cool. That would be great. And I got to tell you something. Go out there, enjoy what John Schneider does, because I tell you something, he's compassionate about it, he's good about it, and he's one of the, when they say a good old boy, even though he's from New York, he is a good old boy. Hey, John, thanks for joining us. Good luck, and I'll talk to you soon, and hopefully see you sooner, okay, my
friend?
Thank
you, Ron. I appreciate it. You take care of yourself, and I look forward to seeing you out here in Louisiana sometime. I'll see everybody else in Ringgold, Georgia.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ringgold, Georgia is where you want to be this October 8th through the 10th. It's Bo's Extravaganza on the road at Boyd Stadium. John Schneider, great guy and a friend of ours on the show for many, many years. He's on our program probably 3 or 4 times a year, always reinventing himself. And even though he actually has done a plethora of things from the days of the General Lee, we can't forget his role on the Dukes of Hazzard. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child.
I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has multiple talents. She produced and co-hosted Complex Network's daily hip-hop show called The Everyday Struggle. She's worked as an editor and correspondent for MTV News. She's got the Nadeska Show on Apple One Music. And she also has a podcast called Beginner to Buyer. Joining us right now is Nadeska Alexis. Hi, Nadeska. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Ron.
I am very interested in this because you have gone from doing music radio, if you will, into this podcast about beginner to buyer. And let's talk about what that is, buying a home, and in particular, first-time buyers, but this is applicable to first-time buyers and fifth-time buyers, as far as I'm concerned. A recent survey found that 60% of Americans were likely to purchase a home in the next 12 months, but less than half feel knowledgeable and comfortable with the home buying process. Let me tell you, I've bought more than one home, and you really never get over the questions and what you need to know. So tell us a little bit about it, okay, Nadeska?
You You are so right. It can be a little bit confusing even doing it your second or third time. And so I think what I realized is that for anybody, no matter what you actually do full time in your life, personal finance is really, really important. And when it comes to buying a home, that's the biggest personal and financial decisions you'll ever make. And so when I went into it the first time, I was completely overwhelmed and just confused. So I was really excited to get a chance to partner with Chase on this podcast because the goal of it is to, you know, just take all the mystery out of that process. So two big things. We wanted to share a lot of information with you. So you're going to hear directly from experts, including home lending advisors, real estate agents, renovation experts. These are all of the people that you would actually work with during the process. And they're sharing information in a really, really digestible way because the questions are actually coming from real first-time buyers just like yourself. And secondly, and I think this is just as important, you actually get to hear directly from first-time buyers as well. I think that when we're making really big decisions and big changes, sometimes the worst part of it is really feeling like you're alone and dealing with that stress by yourself. So I think it's super important to hear from other people that you can relate to. And we're speaking to people all across the country, big cities, small towns, young couples, single parents, Army veterans. So we really went out of our way to make sure that you're going to find someone on this podcast that you can relate to.
In your opinion, in your experience, the first primary question that is of concern to the first-time buyer, I want to say buyer in general, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it has it changed over the years. When somebody buys a home and they're new at it, what is the first question they're confused about?
I think a lot of the times it's the thing we're all worried the most about, which is money. A question I got a lot is, how much can I afford? You know, how much house can I buy? Are my finances really in order to make this happen? And where do I begin figuring that out? You know, I think the starting point of making any big decision is usually the most challenging thing. People don't know where they should actually begin and how they decide whether or not they're ready for home ownership. And those are all questions that we tackle in the podcast. We help you to sort of really figure out how to sit down and focus on what kind of home you need, how much home you need, and then figure out if your finances are in a great place for that, you know, how to plan for it, how to make sure you have enough save for your down payment, for any repairs that could come up, for your property taxes, which, you know, property taxes, I didn't even know that was a thing the first time I was buying a property. So we help you to really cover all of that.
See, I think there's, as you mentioned, a lot of hidden, I don't want to say hidden, but costs that you don't realize, or nobody's hiding property taxes, but you're right. You know, you say, okay, here's your loan, here's your mortgage, and let's say it's $1,000 a month, all right? Then you got to pay another $2,500 a year in taxes, and then you got to think of who's going to cut the grass and or who's going to fix the roof if it's an older home, and who's going to do this. I mean, it's never ending, really, and it's a shame because it's a great way to save money and build equity. Depending on the age of the person, a lot of times it can be very intimidating.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, I'm glad you outlined those costs. So for me, for example, you know, that first time purchase, by the way, it was no mansion. It was a one bedroom apartment in Brooklyn, New York, which is not a cheap city. But then going from being a young renter to homeowner, you're right, there are things you don't consider, like things like the water bill.
Right.
You know, that's definitely a thing. And if you live in somewhere where you have a nice house with a lawn, you're absolutely right. Cutting the lawn every, you know, 2 weeks in the summer or more frequently, that's a cost that adds up. And yet, if there is a leak in the roof, you're taking care of that. There's no landlord to take care of those costs for you. And depending on where you live, if you need to be closer to nicer schools because you have children, the property taxes are going to be higher. It's like you said, those costs aren't necessarily hidden. It's just not stuff that is front of mind if you were previously renting or, you know, you didn't grow up with a family who owned a home and maybe your parents could have told you about those things. So we make sure to go into, like, very, you know, very much detailed conversations about all of those costs so you know what you can expect. Because like you said, you're still building good equity, right? It's great to have that. You have something to pass on to your family. You can sell and upgrade to a different property. But we do want to make sure that you're prepared for all of those costs when you're thinking about buying a home.
Yeah, it's very taxing mentally and physically because I think a lot of people get physically sick, stomach aches and everything else because they worry about how they're going to pull this off, especially especially, again, if they're a new buyer. Now, the podcast, where can we hear that, Nadeska?
Now, so we made this super accessible for you anywhere that you usually listen to podcasts. You can check this out. So Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and you can also go directly to beginnertobuyer.com. So that's hosted on the Chase website. And what's perfect about it is that no matter where you are in the process, very beginning, maybe you've already put in an offer and you're negotiating, maybe you're close to closing and you're still kind of worried about how much you should have saved and budgeted for things that could come up after or what renovations you should do, it's all really outlined perfectly, broken down step by step, so you know where you can jump in and out of the podcast as well to get that information.
Nadeska, how did you go from being involved in broadcasting from a music standpoint into this kind of a format?
You know what's really funny is that I still do both. I'm still full-time a music journalist, but personal finance is something that's really important to me because I grew up in a household where that wasn't necessarily taught. You know, it's something that I've had to learn on my own through friends, through reading, through research, and I think for any person, getting a hold of your personal finances, that's really life-changing, and I just want to make it easier for other people. I don't want it to be as difficult as it was for me. And so really, really made it easy for me to sort of share my experience and really combine it into such an accessible platform. So I'm just really happy to help other people have an easier time than I did.
That's very cool. And I'm glad you're doing it. And that's a great help. The podcast is called Beginner to Buyer. Its host is our guest, Nadeska Alexis. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. One of these days we'll have you come back. Let's talk about some music radio, okay?
I would love to. Thanks so much, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Nadeska Alexis has been our guest. And it is a very trying experience when you're buying a home for the first time. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For a co-host, yes, you heard me correctly, nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
That's a wrap for our show this week. We hope you enjoyed the past 2 hours. We want to thank you and all of our great guests for being on the program this week, and they include William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys, actress Charlene Tilton, NFL pro Ovi Muhaley from PBS, T.J. Lubinsky, John Polano, whose new movie is out right now called Small Engine Repair, John Schneider, singer and actor, and Nadeska Alexis. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.